Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Nicoletti from the 73rd Venice International Film Festival. Today I'm in company of Christopher Murray, director of Il Cristo Ciego. So welcome, Christopher.
Thank you very much.
As you might know, Fred is the official online international radio station of the festival, so we are very glad to have you here. First of all, I would like to ask you to describe from your own words El Cristo Ciego.
Well, El Cristo Ciego is a religious trip of a character that wants to make a miracle, and through this story, this adventure, we discover how faith has a really important role in how communities give meaning to their context when there's a dramatic reality all around them. And so I think it's a feel about constructing meaning, about giving meaning to life through stories, through myth, and through faith.
I read in your press notes that you're not a religious person, so I was wondering, how did you get the idea of the film? Did you base the character, for example, on something that you heard of or someone that you known, that you met?
Well, you know, this kind of stories about sacrifice to get something from reality, you know. It's really common in that area as another part of the world, you know, the idea of sacrifice to do something. So I had this idea of a Chilean Christ, of a Christ settled in the north of Chile, that I found it really interesting. But I didn't have really like the story, the heart of the story. And that came out from the place. You know, for me it's important to listen to the place, to listen to the conflicts there, to observe what is happening there. And from that, take the story. It's not about imposing a story. It's about taking out from the territory. So, as you said, I'm not religious. But yes, I think that religion is something that faith happens. Faith exists. It's part of the culture. It's really important thing in the daily life of people. So what I wanted to do was to go behind that and understand what's the reality behind the motion of faith. So the film goes inside the intimate life and conflicts and stories about people, and I think that's what inspired me to make this film.
In the film, at a certain point, it doesn't even matter if he really is really able to do miracles, but what's important is that he's able to get emotions from people, and religion in this case helps them to hold it together. I mean, and I imagine that was the intent.
Yes, you said for me and in the film, there's not an intention of judge in terms of what is true and what is not true, what happens and what not happened, because the important thing is how that construction is made to give sense to something. So the question is not, it's what it is behind that and what affects that. And as you said, I think faith also is a way to connect people. So for me, the miracle is just an excuse to talk about other things that are more important, that it's the life and the dramatic stories behind that faith.
Is that true that Michael Silva is the only professional actor and the other ones are taken from those real places?
Yeah, Michael is the only actor. He's from the north also. So he's also connected with that story. I choose him because of that also, because he's a really good actor. He also is from the north, and his talent, and he has an incredible face. And he was open to work with non-professional actors that became professional during the film, because, to be honest, we made a lot of work with them, and finally they made a great job, because when you act something that happens to you really, and you talk from your own experience, there's something unique and there's a truth there that I find it really important. And in this film we work with it, and as I said, there's people that live in the in the street, people that are drug addicts, people that are suffering, and the idea of giving them a space to work as professionals, and we work all together in this kind of community that was a shooting was something really incredible and kind of mystical, and also, I don't know, it's something inspiring for me to do that, to connect, and to use cinema as a way to discover reality that is not my reality. I'm not talking about what happened to me because I don't come from that, but it's important to use cinema also as a way to connect and to communicate these problems that affect not only Chile, you know. Social injustice and inequality is not only part of Chile, it's part of a lot of places in the world. And that's a good thing of being here to connect with this story and with that other audience.
I have to say that at the moment, I felt like I was watching another film. I mean, I felt like I was watching, for example, I will make a strong parallelism with the, high school movies where a teenage boy gets bullied. I mean, there are so many levels of understanding in this film. I mean, the way he's treated is like an outsider sometimes, a person that is different is treated. So there's also that level. I mean, for me, it was like that. I don't know if it was correct.
Yeah, I think there are, as you said, there are different levels. I think there's some kind of road trip also in the film. Also, there's the theme of identity, of course. You know, the identity of someone that starts to open to the world, start to connect with some that tries to get across this difficult, this bullying, as you said. I think there's something about identity, also about myth, and I think the important thing of a film is that the reflection of a film has to work in different levels, so it could be more complex and have more space to talk about it.
Thank you so much, Christopher, for being with us, for sharing your experience in directing El Cristo Ciego. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.